My name is Jimmy Vagley from the Monticello High School class of 1982. My current occupation is dairy farmer / touring musician. When thinking back to a teacher or a class that inspired me the most, it would be an injustice not to mention every teacher, even staff member, that helped harness my talents, if you will. Now, thinking back to one teacher that sticks out the most to me is the band teacher, Mike Korth, who actually flunked me my junior year. Now, I did deserve that F, but he did not give up on me and continued to show me other instruments and how to improve on my musical abilities, and has helped me become the musician I am today, and I am eternally grateful to him for that. One thing that people may not know about me is that I did take my failing report card and made it the cover of my solo CD back in 2006. I donated $2 of every CD sold back to Mike Korth in the high school band department, and it was a very proud moment for me to be able to do it. And Mike was very grateful as well. The ways that education influenced me through life or college or whatever it is Coach Lederman on how we would even just practice for basketball. We would sprint to go get a drink of water and sprint back to do our practices. And it taught me to never give up and to always try and to always push all the time. And that really has inspired me to work harder at everything that I do. One of my favorite memories that I have from high school isn't necessarily educational. It was when we went downtown for lunch with my good friend Danny Richard, and we came back just on time to get for fifth hour, which was ag class with Mr. Voss, and it was a snowy, wintry day, and I missed a turn and went right into the front lawn of Mayor Stenbroughton's house, right up to his front porch, stuck, and had to knock on the door to tell the mayor we'll be right back with the tractor to pull ourselves out. That didn't sit well. I often get asked to speak at career days at many schools. I know, like, what are they thinking? But I think it's perfect that I can reiterate how you can fail, such as in music, and still find it within yourself to succeed at that very thing. You know, a dream job isn't exactly the one that pays the most. It's the one that you love the most. A dream job still is a job at some point. There's always crap that you're going to have to deal with. But once you get to a good place then where you love doing your work, everything else in your life comes to peace. And I've often been asked, you know, when are you going to get your band to be big time? When are you going to get successful? And I ask them, you know, what is your definition of success? I mean, we play our tunes, we travel, and we love what we're doing. That's success to me. I learned that through school and through life experiences, which are just as important as education sometimes. So don't give up and don't worry about the monies. Once you like what you're doing, your life will become what it's supposed to be. I often get asked by friends that went to larger high school systems if we ever felt cheated for going to such a small school. I beg to differ. I think it's exactly opposite. You know, we had such a small school that we were able to do everything that was offered to us. I mean, I graduated nearly in the top half of my class of 23, and we were allowed to go out for any sports, any extracurriculars, and chorus, and music, and I don't think you could do that in larger school systems like we were allowed to do. But it was really a fun experience to be in such a small school because you had to get along with everybody, and it taught you some life lessons that you can't learn anywhere else. And I am really proud of our school and the teachers and the staff that gave us such an opportunity. And again, we'll forever be grateful for Monticello High School. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you much.